In just a minute, Bill admits he only watches Grey's Anatomy because it's produced by Shonda Rhimes. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, in response to recent incidents, the city of Philadelphia has announced that citizens are not going to be allowed to go swimming where?
In dumpsters.
In dumpsters!
And they said, we're not screwing around, Philly.
Yeah.
This is real.
Philadelphia, shine on, you crazy diamond. Yes. Great news for swimmers looking for water dirtier than even the Rio Olympics. There was a recent block party in Philadelphia, and the organizer was like, let's have a pool. So they got a dumpster, and they filled it with water and basically took the complete opposite of a bath.
You forgot to say they filled it with water from a fire hydrant they opened on the block.
It's great, though. It looks like everybody's having fun and cholera. The mayor's office heard about it. They issued, which you have to admit is a good statement, quote, in view of the city's commitment to public health, safety, and basic common sense, we will not issue permits for dumpster pools.
But see, if the swim team, if the U.S. swim team had trained there, they wouldn't have this problem
They'd
in Rio
ready.
Now. They'd be like, I can put my head under that water, trust.
They'd be horrible, rotting mutants, but they're going to be anyway, so why not? Bobcat, over the weekend, the New York Post printed nude photos of Melania Trump, taken back in 1995. According to certain experts, those photos prove that Ms. Trump was beautiful, bold, and possibly also what?
Web toes?
No. Not that. Although it doesn't really have to do with what you see in the photos. It has to do with when they were taken and where they were taken.
Oh, that she was living here illegally.
Exactly, that she might well be an illegal immigrant.
And I just had to be like, oh, I knew that.
Yeah. Mrs. Trump has said repeatedly over the years that she came to the United States in 1996 legally with a visa, but the Post has published photographic proof that she was here in 1995, although apparently the coyote who smuggled her over the border charged extra for clothes. After days.
How tall was the wall she had to climb over to get here?
So news organizations were constantly, so when did she come here and what kind of visa did she have? And they refused to say anything. But after a few days of controversy, Mrs. Trump finally put out a statement. She said, this is ridiculous. She was born to a working class black family on the south side of Chicago.